WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery. Jersey education officials are preparing a pilot program that will push back starting times for some high schools to 8:30 a.m. Supporters say this should help kids get more sleep and better grades, but a new study finds there may be other benefits too.
Rutgers Camden criminal justice professor Dan Semenza believes delayed school start times could help teens avoid legal problems. He says if they're better rested, they'll be less likely to get caught up in fights, substance abuse, and other criminal activity.
More sleep's been linked to better self-control, and having more self-control really decreases that risk for delinquency.
Semenza adds starting school later will mean school will end later in the day, and that could also decrease opportunities for hanging out, which can and does get kids into trouble. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Reports of damage from Sunday's late afternoon and early evening storms, including a house and a barn going up in flames after being struck by lightning in Frenchtown, Hunterdon County. At the peak of the system, more than 10,000 across New Jersey were without power, almost all now restored. This was just developing as we left you on Friday evening, and authorities in Lindenwald are still asking for your help after a 22-month-old was found dead in a minivan at a Patco station parking lot. The car had been locked. The child could not be resuscitated. Temperatures Friday afternoon were in the high 80s. A brother and sister both stabbed in a Sicklerville home Saturday night and a suspect quickly arrested. He is 23-year-old Dominic Fagnani of Blackwood. The wounded were 26 and 24 and were taken to local hospitals for treatment. We still don't know the relationship, if any, of the siblings to the suspect. A bicyclist and a tow truck collide in Patterson, and the bicyclist dies from his injuries. 46-year-old Gerard Webb died at a hospital. The tow truck driver remained at the scene. An investigation is ongoing. It is not really clear who ran into who. Prosecutors are asking the public for more information. In Atlantic City, an 83-year-old woman from Wallington struck and killed by a motorist early Saturday morning as she crossed the street against a red light. This was in the area of the AC bus terminal. The driver, 66, from Pleasantville, immediately stopped. Police do not believe alcohol was a factor. Many New Jersey adults dealing with mental health issues right now may have been battling the problem since childhood, with hardly anyone knowledgeable enough to fight for the help they need. Throughout this week, we'll examine child mental health in 2019, the main concerns in the Garden State, who's around to make a difference, and in what ways.
Bullying, home pressures, social media, genetics, all potential root causes of mental health issues among youth, even those younger than 10. Betty Jha is Senior Coordinator of Call Center Services at the Mental Health Association in New Jersey.
When we see a child changing in their behavior, where they're becoming more isolated, or they're behaving in a way that's opposite to what they've always behaved, that should be a red flag.
Some parents are reluctant to seek help for their children due to the mental health label that may result from the move.
So when parents call, we really do applaud them, really do encourage them, because early intervention is key.
Experts say a big obstacle is reaching a point where people view mental health conditions as they do other chronic conditions. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Tomorrow, we look closer at the ultimate consequence of youth mental illness, taking one's own life.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.